No, we
with this squad for now.
We just put you thinking, you better match your keeper.
It's your boy Shea Wolo. And you're listening to
Ball Gecko Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ball Gecko Podcast. I'm Mayive. And in the house, we have a VIP.
It's Nazo. It's Nazo.
It's Trey. Hello, Trey. How is your end now? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. Thanks for having me on the podcast. Yeah, nothing much. Just been pretty much focusing on AFCON this whole week. Well, and that's pretty good.
Funny enough, I should be the one introducing Trey. And I wanted to ask, should I call you Trey or do you have any other name I should call you? I should refer to you on the podcast.
Nah, Trey is fine.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. So yeah, what's good now? How far?
Yeah, I'm good, bro. Are you nice?
Are you enjoying the season? Sometimes. Or maybe on Monday, Wednesday.
Because I heard the half, I was wondering. I said, I thought I was the only Nigerian. Yeah, I didn't know you were Nigerian as well, bro.
No, also I'm Nigerian on Mondays, Thursdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays.
So what's happening now, bro? It's good to hear your voice apart from reading your tweets. I was expecting
I've been in Nigeria like pretty much the whole time.
Yeah, I heard. But really, your presence is dope.
You'll be giving us vibes of stressful end. Meanwhile, you're there in where you are.
I mean, at that point, I watch it.
Everybody wants to jackpot.
I'm normal level.
So today we are talking about Mason Greenwood versus Mason Mount, after which we'll be going to the AFCON segment, talking about the victory yesterday and the matches that we're going to be having today. And then we'll round up generally. So starting with them.
Battle
of Masons.
What do you think about Greenwood's performances this season? If it's okay or if it's looking like he's going to just fade away before his career even starts up?
It's kind of complicated in the way, because in the beginning of the season, Greenwood was looking really sharp. He scored a couple of goals, but it's been like really, like almost the goals have dried up like instantly, like pretty much since the last time. Like, okay, he scored against Young Boys, but other than that, he's not really been looking likely to score like in the past.
His performances,
he's been deployed at or.
His performances, do you think they have been like up to scratch or they are something to, you know, give you that hope and feeling that he might still come through the season?
Like, maybe with the generous of, like, under the reign of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, I think that played a part in it. And even now, like, the goals have dried up pretty much. Ever since the Young Boys game, he hasn't even looked, like, close to scoring. He's had snapshots here and there, but he's not really been threatening the opposition goalkeeper like he should. I don't know if it's the position he's been deployed at as a problem or...
His position has not changed,
man. He's not just been his confident self.
How?
It's kind of changed because now it's a change of formation, so it's not necessarily changed yet. So you understand that now he's not behind one, like he has a striker in front of him and an AM Fernandez, but now it's Ronaldo and Cavani, and he has more defensive work to put into the game. And I mean, that shouldn't affect his output, but then I mean, we still expected more from Greenwood, to be very fair. And we United fans seeing him in that position are expecting more still, regardless of this change of position. Change of position is not enough excuse for Greenwood not to perform as
long term. I see him being our number nine, like when Ronaldo is gone and when Cavani leaves. I see him being the number nine, maybe get to number nine shirt, maybe like next season or when Tony eventually does go.
So I don't know about the shirt, but the positioning, I think he's going to end up there.
You know, he doesn't have the strength of the conventional nine. You guys are
there is life there, like I mean,
a number nine that is similar to Greenwood right now, a top number.
But Greenwood has bulked up considerably from his breakthrough to now. He's bulked up.
I mean, yes, from when he actually started and now, there's obviously a clear difference. But instead in light of Greenwood, I mean, it's not like Mount has actually lit up the league as well. So, I mean, he has a hat-trick, but
He's had his moments, but overall, Mount has even had his inconsistencies too.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's not like he's a clear...
You're talking to yourself, right? Yeah.
Yes, you are hearing. So, it's not like, we're not saying it behind you.
So, first of all, Mason Mount has had a wing change too. He's now playing on the right, in front of...
Therefore, excuse.
But he still has better numbers than Greenwood.
Okay, let's start with, he's actually playing in a team that is doing better than...
We don't care, man.
You have to care about that. I mean,
now if you are talking about a team, Mason Mount is the player of the year. He's the current player of the year in Chelsea.
Congratulations to you.
Meaning everything that we achieved last year, he was instrumental to it. He's not a squad player like Greenwood.
Greenwood is not a squad player.
Greenwood the star player in Manchester
United? He's one of his upcoming star players. Don't worry. Yes.
To tell you how much Man United is in shambles.
Greenwood a bad player? Greenwood is not a bad player, my guy.
He can never be a pillar in Chelsea.
He can never be a what? Why is he always in the news about England having to call him up or not? just calling him up because they needed him to carry his car. Like,
exactly.
England is protecting him because that's, they know that this is who they are going to rest all their.
So, how many matches has Greenwood played for England?
I think just one.
No, yes, yes. That, no, you see, this backs up my point. England is looking after him. England doesn't care about Mount so enough
how
to want,
how
to,
many matches
to,
has
want to want to protect him. Yeah, I mean, Foden, yes.
Who has a brighter future?
Guess what? Foden is not in this conversation, so can you not include Foden?
How many matches has Mr. Mount played?
I don't know.
26, bro.
For England. They don't. He's more of the present and Greenwood is more of the future.
It's the past. You guys are not seeing.
Trey, do you agree with Greenwood being the past at 20 years old? Please help me educate this man.
He's 21. He's 3 years younger.
He's 20.
He'll be 21 in September.
Now what? Okay, he's 20 years old today, January. Please, is Greenwood the past or the future? Because I know Mount is looking like the present because at any point in time, the English national team can change and
just bounce like the way Lingard and Dele Alli. They'll be there looking at everybody. That's funny.
You bust the bubble.
That's very funny. But yes, Trey, what do you think about Greenwood and having been the past? What do you think about? I mean, Greenwood is definitely the future.
How old is Mr. Mount? How old is missing Greenwood?
Okay, so you said Mount is the present, I believe.
They are apart with 2 years and 8 months.
Okay, and then how is Mount now? How is Greenwood now the past?
I don't know. Understand.
Because you said Greenwood is the future.
But I'm checking Greenwood kind of future. Because we don't have a good track record when it comes to like these talented young ballers. Like, look at Marshall, look at Rashford, look at where they are at minute. Sancho is still struggling, but I feel Sancho will come good. But Greenwood, I also.
Trey, so you understand that this is you're using this recent record because it's the same way we got a very young Wayne Rooney and then we know Wayne Rooney came out to be a world beater.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We can't really say we don't have the track record of
Rashford.
But not for Rooney really good players, like really talented players. Like that is what we're known for at this point. Players never reach that potential with us anymore.
True. But at
Ronaldo
the same time,
even Ronaldo had to leave.
He did not have to leave. He achieved it, man. He already won the Ballon d'Or, man. So you need to calm down.
Yeah, why are
you
talking about Ronaldo?
I don't understand for this man.
His records in Madrid to what he did.
Obviously, he was a made player in Madrid. He left. He came up in Madrid.
Ronaldo already established
himself. Ronaldo made himself.
Now, wow.
He has proved that by achieving the same result
before he moved to Madrid and conquered the world too. There.
Trey, you've not heard this man. That's why
English players that are the future. And we are mentioning Phil Foden. We are mentioning James. We are mentioning Alexander Arnold. We are mentioning Mason Mount. We are mentioning.
Why are you mentioning Mason Mount?
Star players.
So why is Mount
the last person on the list?
I don't understand, bro.
It's Greenwood. You can't compare.
Mason Mount has to the likes of Phil Foden.
Even under 17, under 15.
For me, I feel it's selling
points. How many matches has Greenwood played for England? Even in under 15.
Mason Mount could be passed as the McTominay of Chelsea almost.
Exactly. Mason Mount is the very beautiful McTom of Chelsea.
McTom.
Yes, McTom.
He could be viewed as a passion, but he has his quality.
Trey, please come again. What was your reason for that?
Yeah, I think he could be viewed as a passion merchant now, but of course he has his qualities. Of course, he's like a better player than McTominay. He's not
just
better.
I said his passion is just passion and passion. That's all. Nothing.
How you don't know what's going on and what's going on.
That's not the comparison.
He's like of that Chelsea team.
Greenwood is so good. How come he has only one appearance? Even Conor Gallagher has just started
one
playing,
appearance.
Has one appearance.
One appearance for England.
Yes.
You've not been understanding the English I've been saying since. I said they are protecting somebody because they believe he's
how
future
you protect
England.
Somebody by not playing him. What are you saying? What you are saying is twisted.
It's not twisted.
So you are protecting him by not calling him to the
yes,
sport.
by not allowing
so
him to
why are they not
listen. You did follow Michael Owen's career.
So he didn't make appearances.
No, he made appearances. Yes, he made appearances at that, and then he burnt out very quickly.
Tell me the
entire did not live up as long as he should have been.
Award that Greenwood has won
in his 2 years or 3 years career. Relax now.
Even while I'll tell you.
He has won my Jimmy Murphy Award, so you relax. So yeah, let's go. I mean, you're not telling me Mount was Chelsea's player of the year last season and all of that. I should care about that.
Bro,
I'm okay. I don't think I'm going to care about Chelsea's player of the year.
But was 17. He has been winning individual awards.
Name them, please.
Eredivisie.
Player of the month.
Let's
one player of the year.
Let's Greenwood go there. Let Greenwood go there. They will nominate for Ballon d'Or. What are you saying?
He made on the
Mount is overrated. Why was Mount rated higher than Bruno Fernandes for the Ballon d'Or rankings? Like, what was the basis for that? Because he got the Champions League assist in the final.
Exactly. I mean, and I have my AM giving me 49 goals and 21 assists in one season.
What are you saying?
Yes, somebody exactly. Wants... Individually, like Fernandes over Mount, but because of team performances. And no, hold on. That's what he just said, something that Mount was rated over.
Literally anyone with a working brain and eyes could see that Bruno Fernandes was clear of Messi Mount. Like, what's
your talking about Bruno Fernandes?
No, so hold on. We're showing you the holes in what you're bringing.
Bruno Fernandes made the assist that made Chelsea win the Champions League. What has Bruno Fernandes won for Man U?
Well, not talking about trophies now, talking about individual brilliance. Trophies is not a business of who is better. Like, you could say that
individual brilliance, if the team cannot feed off of it.
That's the base of the argument.
Like, look at Son of Spurs now, or Kane of
Tottenham. It's almost like
both of them, they won nothing, but they are still world class players at the end of the day. I can't tell you
Anderson is better than Gerrard. Because Anderson won 5 Premier League titles.
This is 2021. 2016 is 5 years ago.
Okay.
Meaning at the age of 18, Mason Mount won Academy Player of the Year in Chelsea.
Greenwood did that as well.
Bro, if there is any... Academy that has proven themselves to have talents at academy level in the whole of the world, Seth. It's Chelsea.
No,
we have Lamptey. We have Gallagher.
Mm-hmm.
We have Mount. We have Thierry. We have Rice. Several players that have come from this academy, and he was able to win at the age of 18.
Okay.
Apart from the other individual accolades that he has gotten. Now, I'm asking you that what individual accolade has been with
Jimmy Murphy Award, which is not just one now. Jimmy Murphy
even
Award,
at under 17 and under 19 level, when he was playing for England, he has won. He has played 7 games for England at unders, and he has scored just 2 goals. Mason Mount has been captain. Since as long as I can remember,
how?
By having 26 caps at the age of 23 in England.
Congratulations.
And your guy is 21.
Okay. He's actually 20.
If we go back and calculate when Messi Mount was 20, I'm sure he still has more caps than your guy altogether.
Messi Mount was probably, he was playing for Chelsea at 20 now. He was still in debut of Vitesse.
Because we loaned him now. That's
exactly, yes, because Chelsea, you didn't think he was so good. You don't think he was good enough for your team. I mean, Greenwood debut, he made his senior debut.
Good enough for your under-18s, right?
No, is this Mount? Probably, Greenwood. Yes. No,
he was good enough for your under 19.
He was playing for me from 17 already.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He was so good.
I mean, he was good enough to play for a big team. What's this man saying?
And at under 20, he won the player of the year.
Pause. It's like you're not hearing me. You're hearing, but you're not listening to me. He's good enough at that teenage age that come and play for the big team. Let us see how you play in the small league first and see if you are good enough.
What has he done playing in?
Exactly. Listen now. This is why we're trying to save his career and prolong it and allow him, like, get the best of his career. So we don't want him to burn out easily and then he's playing for England.
Wait.
There's burnout. You don't want him to burn out easily and then his career by the age of 25, 26, he's telling he's tired. There is a sense of Michael Owen that as at 21 he was a nominee for the Ballon d'Or. As at 25 he was Mr. Injury in Madrid and Newcastle. I mean, so you don't want that. We are seeing that happen time and time again.
I want to ask you,
and we're not trying to protect a question. Greenwood from that.
If you are going to sell Greenwood now, I believe money is value, right?
Yes, boss.
How much do you think Mason Mount is? How much do you think Greenwood is going to cost, Trey? How much do you think is Greenwood's transfer cost if you are going to sell him right now? Naz, if you are going to sell Greenwood right now, how much do you think Greenwood is worth?
Do you want me to include English tax?
Yes, how much is Greenwood?
75.
How much do you think Mr. Mount is?
75 too. Yes, 75 too, just so you know.
So according to one versus one,
mm-hmm.
The value of Greenwood is 50 million.
Okay.
And the value of Mason Mount is 75 million.
Congratulations, Mason Mount.
According to statistics,
mm-hmm.
Right in 2019, if mm-hmm. you are going to rank by their index in terms of appearance, in terms of everything, Greenwood in 2000 and... What year is this? Let me start from 2020. In 2020/2021,
mm-hmm.
Mason Mount was 82 okay. index.
Okay.
And Greenwood was 75.
Okay.
In this season, Mr. Mount is 88.
Mm-hmm.
Greenwood is 82.
Okay.
Now, apart from this, if you are going to check their ratings, every season...
What kind of ratings is this? Where are you getting your numbers from?
We can go to any sites, bro.
Okay,
go. If you're ready, I'm ready. If you check their average rating,
okay,
Mason Mount's rating is always better than Greenwood.
He's older. I mean, he's definitely had a longer career to this point already.
So I'm telling you that
Hold on. Are you saying Mbappe has more than Mount?
I'm telling you, it's
answer not, the question.
Hey, they are different players. You can't compare them.
Hey,
if you are talking about age. You are a talent.
Agreed. Yes,
my
I agree.
My boy has
you.
Been doing it since he was 18.
Okay.
He has been doing it since he was 19. Okay. So okay. Now that 23 is normal.
My boy is just 20 years old. I don't know why you're fighting him.
Who cares, bro? Gallagher is 20. And he has gotten the same appearance with your boy. So, if I'm talking about age.
Are you not saying that Gallagher is
20? How old is James? James is 21. He has 10 appearances in England. Why are they not protecting him?
Is he the same position? This man.
I'm telling you, there's nothing like protection that you're saying. You are just
media. There is something like protection. Happy. No, I'm actually serious because it was actually a huge deal in the media about Gary Southgate and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer speaking about it and protecting
gold. If they give you two people now, that who has more potential?
Is it Greenwood now?
Greenwood. Who has more potential?
At the moment, yes. At this very point in time.
Yes.
Foden over Mount as well, sir. So just so you know. Let's not go too far.
So why are they not protecting Foden?
I mean, I don't know now. They have their reasons. They actually have their reasons.
Now you see that you're living in the sky. You are doing exactly what Ibrahimovic said. You people are blowing your horn for no damn reason. You people are believing you are a top team when you are zero.
So hold on. I actually have a very good answer to this question.
Oh,
why they're not protecting?
Why are they not protecting Trent? If we're talking about potential here, is
how is Trent?
How old is Trent? 23 too now.
I mean, stop. When you are doing all this, don't bring old men like that.
Saka.
Okay, yes.
Why are they not protecting Saka?
The manager did not think there was any protection.
So yes, Gallagher just started his life.
No. You don't understand that. This is a manager's decision. So if the manager feels that, okay, I need to protect this player, they'll protect him. I need to see someone is a hardcore player. I mean, he can deal with all the challenges.
So protection is by not calling you to the squad, by not making Euros.
You do understand that they actually called him up. They called him for Euros, actually, but he wasn't judged.
Okay, so
yes, and even at the beginning, they called him up as well. And then the whole thing about manager saying, let this guy have his rest and let him, like, it was a big deal. And do you have amnesia though? Because I mean, you can ask everybody in the studio, and it was a big deal that the managers had to come out and speak about it, that they did not call Greenwood because this, that they are protecting him. And I'm not here trying to
say they are protecting him,
please. Please, just you look at him and tell him if you heard anything like that.
So,
am I manufacturing this news?
By protecting him, he has only one appearance.
Am I manufacturing this news? Please, you just answer. Thank you. You've seen it before.
So, they're protecting him with only one appearance, right?
Yes.
So, for how long is he going to be protected?
I don't know. That's your
business. When is he going to leave his body?
Are you asking me? I'm not there to choose.
I'm asking you. You're the one who has the player.
Agreed.
So, why are you guys not protecting him too?
How is I supposed to protect him? Why don't you put him out there now? But I mean, see, you give a young player like that too many matches so early in his career. I'm going to tell you one thing. See, with the level at which Greenwood is playing, he's bound to burn out if he plays this many matches at the same time with the same level he's playing right
because
now.
Because he's not good enough.
No, he's too good.
They are scared.
He's too good. That's why they are afraid of him. Let's not just throw our
Greenwood is playing for Excelsior. That is the most inconsistent of the three. Mount is playing for European champions. Foden is playing for Premier League champions. They're playing for dominant sides. Greenwood is playing in a team that is inconsistent largely and is coming in and out of the team. So obviously, he wouldn't have the same level of performance he's going compared to those
players. I'm telling you, Mount is the reason for Chelsea's consistency. It's not about the
That's
team.
Not true. Hey.
That players like Kovacic and the rest. What is Mount have that Kovacic and the rest? Kovacic is the main first Chelsea thing for me.
Have you seen Chelsea without Mr. Mount?
Yes.
And how did they play?
Three times without
Mr. Mount.
Do you know Chelsea actually play better with Jorginho rather than Mr. Mount?
They're yes. Different players, bro.
So Mount and Joe
are the same. Is at the back. Mount is in front.
Exactly, yes. He's able to progress the play from the back.
They don't know anything about Chelsea.
Now,
how you say Chelsea plays well? Jorginho and Mount play almost every time.
Okay.
When is Jorginho
almost every time?
Mount has not played
much
this season now.
Because of injuries.
And COVID and all of that.
Yes.
Congratulations. So were you losing all the time he was not around?
We've been struggling since COVID and injuries started.
Wow. That's not true. That's not true, but okay.
You can't compare. So if I'm going to round up with this. One, first of all, this guy is older than Greenwood.
Yes, he already has a
27. He's somebody that Greenwood is looking up to.
That's not true.
Bam.
That's not true.
Greenwood has not even gotten to anywhere in his career and is having rifts with people ahead of him like Cristiano Ronaldo. Very selfish.
And so what out of that, what point have you made with that by that?
In terms of individual awards, when Mason Mount was Greenwood's age, he had them in decks. He has already won under 19 championship. He has won under 19 championship with Chelsea. Under 19 European Champions League. Okay. He won it with Chelsea.
UEFA Youth League.
Yes.
Okay.
It was not only that, he was the captain.
I mean,
he has won even on when he was under 17 with. He was at under 18, he was already player of the academy.
Awesome. What are you saying? So hold on, are we done roundup? Because I want to also do my own version of roundup here as well.
He has won several things that Greenwood is. It's like if you should, they should bring their CV, eh?
Hold on now, you don't see. You see, first,
I'm telling you, cut it down to when he was 20 and he still has a better CV than
that's Greenwood. Not true. That's not true. Okay, so now. Are you done rounding up? Because I'm about to start rounding my own.
Miss Moss and Agbaye.
I can hear me.
Yes, go on. Go on.
Yeah, what I was saying is, I said, like, would you say Miss Moss would do better for United than what Kieran is doing at the minute? No, it wouldn't be possible because Miss Moss is playing for a side that are much more well organized, that are more settled. Kieran is playing for a very inconsistent team that is just so much turmoil around the corner. People forget this guy is 20 years old and has been through a lot in terms of, like, the England issue. The whole incident with Foden and some other issues. I know that Foden has recovered and Greenwood. I'm not saying I'm not coming up with any excuse for Greenwood, but you have to look at general what's happening. And the guy is still one of the best finishers in the world, easily.
Mason Mount is part of the organization of Chelsea. He's not what he is because of Chelsea. Chelsea is what it is because of him.
Nah, that's not true.
Because he won Player of the Year. What other excuse do you have?
Okay, maybe I'm going to round up with first off, Miss Mount is an Agbaye for this whole argument because I mean for the fact that he already has 3 years of career ahead of you of senior team football.
2 years and 8 months, bro.
3 years as a footballer ahead
and they see that gap for comparison. Second of all, Chelsea did not think that Miss Mount was ready for senior football as at the age that Manu brought Greenwood to the limelight. Because now just not quality. I mean, we had quality when we brought Greenwood in. There was quality there. But yeah, you have Mount going to Peters, going to Derby to have to prove himself. I mean, they saw Greenwood play Academy for and said, oh, this one is better than all these ones here. And he's even too good for championship. Come and play for me in the senior team. Straight. Yes. And that's a fact. It's not like he doesn't need any load to prove that he's good enough.
My guy was in Derby and he was still getting called up to England.
No, that's not true. That is not true. Please.
He was saying under 19 and under 17. That's what I'm saying. Go and check Greenwood's under 19 call-ups.
On that note, I think.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking
about under 19. He has been there back to back.
On that note, I think we'll have to now. Okay.
Greenwood's note is empty, man. So who cares about that one?
What do you mean? It's literally what you just said, that
he wasn't called up to England. Yes, if he was not,
he was under 19. He doesn't have to play for the senior team to be too good for the junior team.
So if he was too good for the junior teams, why wasn't called up for the senior team?
Because there's always a break in between. Like,
there's no break. If you're good enough, you make the team.
No.
Man, that's 26, bro. And he wasn't good enough. So what are you saying? If he wasn't good enough, why is he in the senior team?
At the point where he was supposed to be playing under 19, under 17, all those things, he was already playing for Manchester United, and there's no way.
So why wasn't he called up?
Because not everybody can be called up for the senior team.
At the same time,
if you're good enough, bam! If you're good enough, you'll be called up.
On that note, I see. What will happen is we'll leave the verdict of this argument.
Realize that Greenwood was turning down call-ups.
Eh?
Greenwood was turning down England call-ups.
Yes, see, hold on. See, do you know, there's chill. Hold on. Guys,
as late as last year, Greenwood was turning down call ups to England because he wanted to. Okay, what are you going to stake on this if you believe that it's not a lie? If you believe that it's not true.
So
How many gecko coins are you willing to turn? How many gecko coins are you ready to?
Tell me the precise call up. So it turned down. The chance to go to Euro. Okay, he turned down the chance to play qualifiers.
Yes.
He turned down the chance to play Nations League. Guy, wow, is a big lie, Joe.
Okay.
On that note,
what happens if you put that is not a lie? Put down your phone. Put down your phone, my EV.
On that note, we are going to round up this section of the podcast, and Ayola will be joining us. I mean, Ayola already joined us. Ayola is going to anchor the AFCON segment. Ayola, how are you doing? Obviously, I know you're doing well, but how are you doing? Just for the record of this.
Hello, everybody. What's going on? It's your boy, Shea Wolo, a.k.a. Sucre Papito, and you're listening to the Bulk Gecko Podcast. Enjoy.
All right, guys, we've come to the AFCON segment of the Ball Gecko podcast, Made Brighter by MTN. And we're going to be talking about the Super Eagles and the Super Eagles really actually being super, living up to their name, beating Egypt. I know a lot of people didn't expect it, and some few people did.
I was one of those that didn't expect it, so.
But how did you see the game? I thought it was very impressive. I thought they looked more compact, more disciplined than the Egyptians. They actually looked like they knew what they were doing.
So I would say, I don't know what tactics were used in
they
the game.
They used 4-2-2-2.
Oh, okay.
Yes, they did. Yeah, no, see, so no matter, let's start from there.
Let's just go with the quality players that are there are more suited to the formation than Let me explain. No, I didn't say quality of players, like they are better players in Man U, but they just suit the formation more than the ones in Man U, because you can see the difficulty of integrating the formation into Man U.
So Nigerian players are more technical.
I didn't say the formation just suits the Nigerian players more. Not that the Nigerian players are better. I mean, Man U could play with 4-3-2-1, and that's what we've been playing for, playing with under Ole, and that was what the team grew into. Yes, so playing 4-2-2-2 yes,
been playing similar formations to four.
But no, exactly. Wait, hold on. Exactly my point. So these players in Nigeria, they are more suited to this formation. Not that they are better than the ones in Man U.
About stories, Nigeria played very well. This man does not even support Nigeria to know anything that he's seen. The boys outplayed Egypt 100%. The scoreline did not even predict how that match went, because we really, really outplayed them. We choked them, we pressed them. The second half, we relaxed a bit. I wasn't expecting that.
I heard it was called JJ pressing.
JJ pressing.
Yeah, and JJ then, pressing. At least for 90 minutes, we saw Moses disturbing the Egyptians once again. Because Simon was a beast on that left wing. He was something else. He even caused injury in the second minute. Like, that guy, his knee, man, shout out to you, bro. Sorry about that. So Nigeria were beautiful yesterday. The few annoying parts in the game for me was where Iheanacho mistimed the ball. Very heavy.
So
heavy
you won't talk about the part where someone who has two biblical names cannot put up a proper cross.
Moses Simon again.
Okay. You see, talking about the haters all over again.
He's not even haters. Oh, no.
Goal.
No, the person who scored our goal, you just shaded him.
I mean.
But now, Moses, we're talking about something bad that Moses Simon did and his hit.
Iheanacho is in Leicester City.
Okay.
Bro.
And Moses Simon is in now.
All eyes.
Both of them
did
Europa League together. So
we expect more.
Both of them are in the Europa League together. So
I expect.
Well, I mean, one of them is already out of the Europa League.
I mean, it's just there for everybody to see.
So apart from that, the thing that I feel we did well was how we controlled the game, especially in the first half. But the things I didn't like was, okay, Moses Simon were throwing away so many of his crosses. Then Chidera, when he came in, it was
just
selfish.
Refused to pass.
Very selfish.
I hope he doesn't take too many exams.
Man.
Nice one.
A guy came in, Umar Sadiq, and he was walking as if his father is the president of the world. His body language was terrible from the moment he came in.
I think the reason why Sadiq was so bad was because we saw how good Awoniyi was in the first half.
Yeah, so we expected something similar.
Yeah, something similar. I think he really linked up well with Iheanacho while they were together.
If you listen to the halftime comments from JJ Okocha, he said something. He said, even when the game is not going your way, be a menace to the defense.
Mm.
That was what I expected from that guy. Even when the ball is not in your leg or with you, trouble these defenders. And he has the physique.
For
you know, the most annoying thing was that he will lose possession and he's walking like Juan Lionel Messi. I hope he doesn't take this body language to the next game, or else I'll find my way to Cameroon, man. It's not far.
It's not far. Thank God you know it's not far.
Find your way to Cameroon and do what? Please.
And deal with him.
Ha.
Have a few words.
I will podcast him live. What's all this?
Now, wow.
But I was impressed, and I'm glad that my boys were able to show that we are not here to joke. And then the statistics don't lie. They say we are second favorites. Statistics don't lie. Beautiful game from us yesterday.
Statistics are for interpretation anyways. And we're also going to see, I think, what is going to be a really interesting match. Mali taking on Tunisia. Two traditional powerhouses in African football.
Who do you think is going to take that one?
I think the more powerful one out of both of them. I think Tunisia are known to be more powerful.
Okay.
Yes, because
I mean, if you're talking about historically, you probably Tunisia, but right now I think Mali are the better team.
Mali, do they have like a better squad player for player?
Well, I think they have a more balanced squad. Just the way we're talking about Nigeria and Egypt the other day. I was saying, Egypt has Salah, they have Elneny, okay, and they have Egazi. They have foundation players,
okay,
but they don't have balance in the team.
So, Mali has more of that.
Yeah, I think Mali is closer to Nigeria than they are to Egypt.
Okay.
In terms of balance,
but still, I still think Tunisia should edge it. I mean, the technicality of the North Africans.
Are you just supporting Hannibal Mejri?
No. I mean, first of all, I think he's going to be number 10 for them as well. But hold on, I'm not just supporting him. I mean, he has a long way to go in his career, but the Tunisian team, like I always knew, I don't think there's any game with Tunisia that you think that, oh, okay, it's going to be an easy game. Basically, no matter the nation in Africa,
true,
you always face Tunisia and you think that, okay, yes, you're up for it. But Mali, sometimes it's not all the time you expect them to do the unexpectable. But once in a while, they come through. But then,
I don't really know much about Mali, but I know something about Tunisia is about the fact that they are very flexible, they can be very defensive, and they can attack. So
they do have very good defenders as well. Yeah.
So Tunisia are favorites. I'm expecting another 1-0.
Yeah. I mean, this is looking
league.
Yeah.
It's one, a binary league.
Yeah.
It's 1-1 and 0s.
but I think as the tournament goes on, though, we will get start seeing more goals.
The strong teams are playing first, I guess.
So, that's the thing. The first round of games, matches, yeah, were mostly strong team against strong team.
It balances
team against
the competition
team
too, because now the two weak teams have a chance to stick, and then the two.
But then what
teams
about teams like Algeria who
they didn't get the points that they went out for. Yeah,
be the one of the flops of the tournament because they got the good graces of playing one of the smaller teams in their first game, and yet even against Sierra Leone they were not able to get a win.
Regardless, I don't think Algeria will pull a backer on us, you know, like come out of the
by
Champions
winning the Champions League.
League
5 times or
right, like not coming out of your group. So
I mean,
I think they still have a fighting chance.
In fact, they're actually probably closer to pulling a Chelsea, because it's only Chelsea that have won a tournament, and they want to defend it, they'll go out in the first round.
Oh,
if we are being serious,
somebody's taking the personal.
But if Algeria are not going to be the flop of the tournament, then who is it going to be? Could it be Egypt? Because we would say, even though they lost to Nigeria, they lost very badly. They played very badly. I know we want to say Nigeria were incredible, they played very good, but Egypt played very badly.
I didn't know what they were trying to do, because it was like they were trying to play out from the defense.
It's not the case of Nigeria not allowing Egypt to play their game.
No.
Apart from that,
because Nigeria gave them so much space in the second half, but they still didn't know what to do
with
the ball.
They were not able to do anything with it. They just looked so confused.
So I don't know if it's a toss-up between Ghana and Egypt then, because Ghana as well played
very
not,
badly.
Yeah, so.
So
yeah,
they said some people had malaria now.
Yeah,
so
I heard.
Now, no, Marion.
So I think after the second round of games, we'll know who
but then,
is going
how
to.
How come we're not even talking about Aubameyang? Because now that you just mentioned Omarion, I remember that.
His African brother, Pierre-Emerick.
Yeah, he's currently out with COVID, and he's supposed to be the biggest player in Gabon. He's supposed to be their captain, their leader.
They lost
so
one
many
new?
People have lost their players. This guy has lost Koulibaly too.
COVID, I think COVID is a temporal scare and temporal absence for the players. So at some point, we'll still get to them, hopefully in the group stage.
But given his form at Arsenal, even before coming to the tournament, are we sure that even when he does come back to the team, it's going to be something special or something unique?
So why I think if Aubameyang is going to perform in the tournament, it's going to rest on his player, his teammates playing for him, because he needs service, and Arsenal is getting the service that he needs, but he's just not being the Aubameyang that they know.
Aubameyang has the quality even without service to always find a way. If he wants to be, he will be.
But right now with the form he's coming with from Arsenal, and
that's the thing about a world class striker like Aubameyang, there's nothing like form. You never expect
but here is the African. You're playing this
so
Nations Cup here, and yeah, it should be easier.
That's not what Mo Salah said.
I mean,
no, Mo Salah was looking for Trent.
I mean, he needed those quality passes and crosses, but sadly there was an Olaino and Cruz Ekong and Umeru.
Yeah, talking about Umeru, they said Mo Salah was expecting some Ruben Diaz, but he doesn't know that some people have been chasing Gala people in traffic. Now Umeru was something else. Umeru was fantastic yesterday. I hope his injury is not too serious.
I hope.
We should have enough backup for him today. Semi Ajayi.
But what Omero did yesterday was like Van Dijk.
The difference in quality between both of them, all due respect to Ajayi, I think the difference in quality between both of them is still too far.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, genuinely,
if you're going to pick a player of the match yesterday for Nigeria, who would it be?
For me, it would. I think I've answered this several times. To be Ola Aina, because he's the only defender that you could not say there was one point that he slept or he made a mistake. He was solid throughout, like in the entire 90 minutes.
Nazu for you.
I think it's the Moses Simon, because I kept hearing his name. So basically, I didn't watch the game because I was in traffic, but I followed the game throughout.
No, hold on,
relax. I followed the game throughout. Relax, Ayola, relax.
Like
so, it. Yes, relax. I care, no wala. So I followed the game on the radio because I was in traffic. Okay. Trying to get to the game, but that didn't happen. But yeah, Lagos traffic. You know what Lagos traffic does to you. So I kept hearing about Moses Simon and all the things he was doing. And yes, I like what Ayla said about Ola Aina, but then I still heard on the radio saying Ola Aina made a mistake. But then I heard the whole part about him covering up. I heard about him covering up or him like making amends for his errors. But Moses Simon, yes, the delivery was, he left a lot to be desired, but his play, I mean, every time I heard about Moses Simon, they kept saying two players on him. And every single time, it was always two players on him, and then Moses Simon is still with the ball. I'm like, only yes, you delete two players and then you still be with the ball every single time. I'm like, I'll take on God, please.
So from what both of you have just said, it only shows the beauty of Super Eagles right now. There are so many of them doing so many things right, from Aribo to Iheanacho to Ndidi.
OKK saved us with the... Okoye, rather.
Yes.
Saved us
with that. The shot that hit his last leg. So everybody was brilliant yesterday. If I was going to pick one person, it would have been Iheanacho, if not for the heavy touch.
He still got the match winner, so I mean, that should be enough.
He was the official man of the match, anyway.
Yeah, so.
Because he scored the goal, even though he should have scored like three more. So, but I think it's the whole team for me. I'm not picking out anybody.
So, yeah, blended well. Quickly, I'll just like us, each of us, just quickly. Call out who we think is going to be the flop, not basically nations, but players. A quick one, Ayola, who do you think would end up being the flop of the tournament right now?
Either Aubameyang or Salah.
Ballon d'Or Salah.
Yeah, Ballon d'Or Salah.
Now, wow.
Yeah, I think it's Salah.
No Trent and not Salah.
There's no Trent for him.
So, I mean, no.
Salah that played yesterday.
Hold on. let's take banter out for a minute.
Yes.
Even without Arnold, Salah is still a quality player.
But he didn't get the ball enough, and I think he will not get the ball enough because he showed glimpses of that. You saw that movement where he was moving with his back, and then he almost scored, if not for our goalkeeper.
Time where he almost scored, if not
yes,
for
there was a time Kong, for yes, there was another time that he was running too. I think it was Omero that was on the move that he blocked him, and then he raised it. You know the normal Salah, and then I think Salah did not come with his hairdresser because his hair is...
So, hold on. Maeve. We're back to you sort of shifting post right now because episodes back, you actually mentioned Salah to be the best player in the tournament. But hold on. I'm getting somewhere. This is after match day one.
Mm-hmm.
One game. You're now on the part of him being the flop. Not necessarily not even playing well. Being the flop of the tournament. He's actually going to play badly.
You know why it is easier for the best person to be the flop because all eyes are on him. It's because he didn't watch the match. If you had watched the
match. But this is Salah we're talking about first of all.
The reason why we say someone is the flop, if, for example, let's say Umar Sadiq leaves the Nations Cup without scoring a goal or giving an assist.
He's not going to be raising the eyebrows. Yeah.
But if Mo Salah leaves the Nations Cup without registering a goal or an assist,
it's a problem. Yeah.
It's a huge problem.
Yeah, I get that. But still, it's Salah we're talking about. I think Salah is not going to be flop. So, personally, flop, I don't know. I'm looking towards the my very fine Arsenal brother in Ivory Coast, Nico Pepe. He might. I mean, we're yet to see him play as well. So, there's a chance. Even Zaha herself, one of the both of them, but I don't know.
You just don't rate Cote d'Ivoire.
No, I don't. I mean, I in my mind, I already have the Ayew brothers, but I don't rate them that highly to call them the flop. My predicted flop of the tournament. But the ones I think that they should turn up and they might not turn up are probably the Ivorian brothers. That's Wilfred Zaha and Nico Pepe.
All right, guys, we've come to the end of the AFCON segment of the Borgeko podcast, Made Brighter by MTN. You can reach us on Instagram, Twitter, any of the social media at Borgeko. On Instagram, it is at Borgeko Pod. Thank you so much for being with us. Trey, thank you. Maive.
That's why Barca left in the group stage.
Because of Ayola. Nawao. So unprovoked.
You guys will win it now.
I don't know.
Thank you, Naz, also for being here.
I mean, it's wonderful.
See you guys next time.
That was Ball Gecko Podcast. For more content, please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at Ball Gecko. Also, check out our website at www.ballgecko.com.